Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're charting a course for the Wild Coast Sun Country Club. It's a spot on South Africa's Eastern Cape that, well, sounds like it's got a lot going on.
Yeah, definitely more than just a nice view.
Our source for this is an article, Wild Coast Sun Country Club, Your Coastal Escape. Founded on the Golf Day Buddy app, under golfing articles, specifically golf courses and travel and coastal getaways, dated May 2025.
And right off the bat, it seems like it's not just listing things, is it? It's more about how a place like this, grows and tries to attract different people. We can really sort of dig into what makes it tick.
Exactly. So our mission here, our deep dive, is to pull out the most interesting bits, the stuff that's useful, whether you're actually thinking of going or maybe just curious about how these places develop or, just want a little mental vacation. Okay, first things first, location. It's nestled right on that Eastern Cape coastline. Amazing Indian Ocean views are basically guaranteed, it sounds like.
And looking at the map, sort of that location isn't just scenic, it's strategic too. It's not like it's impossible to reach. The article points out it's pretty accessible locally and internationally. Just a few hours' drive from Durban, Port Elizabeth, using the N2 highway, which is quite scenic itself, apparently.
Yeah, they really talk that up, don't they? The journey itself, lush landscapes, coastal vistas. Like, they want you to feel the trip starts before you even get there.
Well, it's smart marketing, isn't it? Building that whole narrative gets you excited from the moment you decide to go.
Absolutely. It's the whole package. And once you're there, it sounds like it's not just this isolated bubble. They mentioned being close to local markets, wildlife reserves, cultural spots, so you can actually do day trips, explore the area.
That's interesting, positioning it as a hub for leisure, not just a resort. That suggests maybe a deeper link to the surroundings. Like they actually want you to get out and see things.
Right. And arrival sounds smooth too. Ample parking, shuttles, getting rid of those little annoyances so you can just, relax. Okay, let's unpack the history. How did this place even begin?
So the article says it started back in the late 1970s. So it's got some legs, some history there. Wasn't just built yesterday. And the initial goal, it seems, was luxury, showcasing the Wild Coast's natural beauty.
But it hasn't just stayed the same, has it? They talk about significant evolution, bringing in modern stuff, but trying to keep that original feel. That's always a tricky balance.
It really is. And the article specifically notes the initial focus was heavily on a world-class golf course. That was likely the big draw early on for the golf crowd,
But it grew from that, added luxury rooms, restaurants, wellness things, broadening the appeal, really. It kind of matured, didn't it, to cater to more people, more desires.
And what's quite interesting is how the article talks about its role beyond just fun and games. It mentions promoting local culture, heritage, contributing to the local economy, jobs, responsible tourism, that sort of thing.
So not just a fancy getaway, but trying to be a good neighbor too. They even call it a model for balancing luxury and sustainability. That's quite a claim. Makes you wonder how that works day to day.
It does. It suggests they're thinking long term, beyond just the immediate guest experience, thinking about the impact on the area.
Okay, so that's the background. Now, what really makes it stand out? What are the key features?
Well, the article keeps coming back to this idea of a unique fusion. Natural beauty, the gardens, the landscapes, combined with, really top-notch amenities. It's the mix that's key.
And the architecture is meant to blend in. Makes sense given the location. They really emphasize the views, like they designed it so you're always seeing that amazing scenery.
Yeah, deliberate framing of the landscape. It really lifts the whole experience, doesn't it? You feel immersed.
And then, of course, the golf, the championship course, not just any course, but one of South Africa's finest. Designed by legends, apparently. That adds a bit of prestige.
Oh, absolutely. And championship usually means, well, it's tough, designed to test the pros. But the article stresses it's playable for everyone, which is good design. Challenging, but not impossible, right?
Exactly. And those holes set against the scenery sounds like golf with the serious side of wow.
Definitely makes it more than just hitting a ball. It's an experience, visually stunning.
Beyond the golf, though, there's a big push on wellness, relaxation, a full-service spa with lots of treatments. Sounds like the perfect way to unwind after, well, anything, really.
That comprehensive approach, active stuff like golf, but also dedicated relaxation. It broadens the appeal, caters to different needs, different moods.
And it all ties together with the luxury rooms, the food, other activities. It sounds very complete. Everything you might need is right there. Let's delve a bit deeper into those accommodation options.
Okay, so the article breaks it down pretty clearly. You've got your comfortable hotel rooms, then the more upscale suites and villas, and specific options for families too, so covering different groups.
Starting with the standard hotel rooms, they sound like a proper retreat. Modern, reflecting the area, all the essentials, AC, Wi-Fi, and those views. The ocean sounds peaceful.
Yeah, they mentioned spacious, but also cozy, trying to hit that sweet spot of comfort and catering to solos, couples, groups, thinking about who's actually traveling.
Plus the hotel services, housekeeping, concierge, that feeling of being looked after. Now, moving up a notch, the suites and villas sound, well, pretty special. Elegant decor, full kitchens, that's a nice touch, and private balconies or terraces for those views.
Those kitchens are great for families or longer stays, aren't they? A bit more independence. And the private balconies, it's all about maximizing that outdoor connection, that view.
And villas with private pools, outdoor lounges, that's definitely ticking the luxury box. Plus personalized service like in-room dining, extra exclusivity.
Yeah, the villas sound geared towards privacy, maybe for special occasions, or people just wanting more space, more quiet.
And finally, families. Sounds like they haven't forgotten them. Interconnected rooms, spacious suites, practical stuff.
And things like kids' menus and especially that dedicated kids' club, that's huge for parents.
Oh, yeah, supervised fun activities. Let's the adults actually relax for a bit.
Exactly. And easy access to pools and playgrounds makes it genuinely family-friendly.
It really sounds like they've got a room type for pretty much anyone.
Hmm.
Okay, next crucial element, food, dining experiences.
Mm, right. And again, variety seems key. Signature restaurants, casual spots, and importantly, they call out catering for special diets.
Those signature places sound tempting. Local and international food, the main one focusing on fresh, local seafood with ocean views. That sounds like an event in itself.
Mm-hmm. Gourmet dining often means exactly that high quality, local ingredients, skillful cooking, great service, and the view adds another layer.
It really does. Multisensory, like you said.
And the other one offering Italian to Asian. That's a broad range. Good for longer stays. Stops it getting repetitive.
Definitely caters to a global crowd. And the focus on presentation, quality service, sounds like proper fine dining.
Then you've got the casual side. More relaxed, good for families, quick bites.
Pizzas, burgers, snacks, but still with that quality focus and outdoor seating. Al fresco dining with views. Lovely.
Yeah, provides flexibility, doesn't it? Sometimes you just want something simpler. And eating outside in that setting would be great.
And I really like that they specifically mentioned dietary needs. Vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free. The team being equipped for that is just so necessary now.
Absolutely. It makes everyone feel included.
Yeah.
And asking guests to flag their needs on arrival, that's proactive, thoughtful hospitality.
Totally agree. Shows real commitment. Okay, shifting gears to something I know many listeners will be keen on. The golf. That unforgettable golfing experience.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely sell it well. Starts with the world-class championship course. Breathtaking layout, panoramic views.
And designed for all skill levels, that's important, right?
Yeah.
You don't want it too easy or too punishing.
Exactly. Strategic hazards, bunkers, water, maybe a place to make you think, but probably safer roads too. And undulating greens add that putting challenge.
Right. And integrating the ocean views, the nature. It's not just a course, it's playing in that landscape.
Makes it pretty special. And meticulous maintenance year-round. That's key for good play.
Plus, regular tournaments and events. Creates a bit of a buzz. It attracts players.
Yeah, hosting national and international players definitely boosts the reputation.
Yeah.
And having pro services, like club fitting, that appeals to the serious golfers wanting to fine-tune everything.
And if you want to improve your game, they offer lessons and clinics for all levels, focusing on technique, strategy. Sounds like proper coaching is available.
That personalized approach is great. Or group clinics for learning specific things, like short game, in a more social setting.
What about the events? They mentioned tournaments throughout the year.
Yeah, charity events, club championships, maybe even pro tournaments sometimes.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lively golf scene, fosters community.
Great way to meet people too.
For sure.
And if you're traveling light or just starting out, equipment, rental, big plus.
Oh yeah, makes it so much easier. No need to lug your clubs. Good quality gear available right there. And staff to help you choose the right stuff. Very convenient.
And after the round, the clubhouse restaurant. Views of the course naturally. Menu with hearty meals or lighter stuff. Sounds ideal for that post-game debrief.
Yeah, perfect spot to relax, grab a bite, chat about the game. Good food, nice views. Wraps up the experience nicely.
Okay, so we've hit the active stuff hard. What about just chilling out? Wellness?
They cover that well, too. Relaxation and wellness get a good focus in the article. Revitalizing spa treatments, modern fitness facilities, and these comprehensive wellness programs. Mind and body stuff.
The spa sounds divine. Massages, facials, the whole pampering experience. Expert therapists, quality products, proper sanctuary, it seems.
The variety sounds good, too. Whatever you need, relax, de-stress, just indulge. And the calm atmosphere, music, scents, it all adds up.
And for staying active beyond golf, the fitness center sounds well-equipped. Cardio, weights, plus personal trainers if you need guidance, and group classes like yoga or Pilates.
Offers choice, doesn't it? Work out alone, join a class. And those walking and jogging trails are nice for getting outside, too.
And it's not just physical, right? They mention wellness programs for mental health, too. Mindfulness, nutrition workshops, stress management. That's quite holistic.
Yeah, recognizing that mind-body connection. Giving guests tools for a balanced lifestyle. Guided meditation, wellness retreats. Deeper dives into well-being if you want them.
Sounds like you could really recharge there, inside and out. Okay, what about other fun stuff? Activities, entertainment?
Well, given the location, water sports are a big one. Surfing, kayaking, paddleboarding.
Sounds like an adventure playground on the coast.
And with lessons and rentals nearby, it's accessible even for beginners, which is great.
Trying something new on holiday?
Exactly. And the guided kayak or paddleboard tours, great way to see the local coast, learn about the ecosystems.
And for the kids, engaging activities.
Yep, that dedicated kids club again. Fun and educational stuff. Arts, crafts, nature walks, supervised, safe, gives parents peace of mind, and maybe some free time.
Definitely a win-win. Plus the family pools and playgrounds we mentioned.
And then in the evenings, it doesn't just go quiet, apparently.
Vibrant entertainment, live music, themed parties, cultural shows.
Yeah, showcasing local music, maybe themed nights like beach bonfires.
Yeah.
Keeps the atmosphere lively after dark, adds another dimension.
Sounds like plenty to do, day and night. Now, interestingly, it's not just for holidays, is it? They do conferences, events, too.
That's right. They highlight modern conference facilities for corporate meetings, weddings, banquets. Pretty versatile.
Good tech, comfy seating, the essentials for professional gatherings, high-speed internet, of course.
And having an experienced events team on site, that's a huge help for planning. They coordinate everything.
Comprehensive planning services, too. Logistics, catering, entertainment, takes the pressure off the organizers.
Definitely. Lets them focus on the actual event content. And handling different types, team building, celebrations, makes it a flexible venue.
And catering for events has to be spot on. Sounds like their culinary team handles that well.
Diverse menus, buffets, plated dinners, handling dietary needs, all crucial for events. Presentation matters too.
And team building activities for corporate groups.
Yeah. Outdoor challenges, workshops.
Yeah.
Designed to get teams working together better. Facilitated by staff, as real value to a corporate retreat.
Okay, almost there. The article helpfully includes some FAQs at the end. Always useful.
Yeah, just summarizes those practical points. Good for quick reference if you're seriously thinking about it.
Yeah.
So quick run through, best times to visit, spring and autumn, milder weather, family friendly, big yes, kids club amenities, water sports, surfing, kayaking, paddle boarding, wellness programs, yoga, meditation, nutrition stuff, weddings. Yes, venues and services, dining, signature and casual, handle diets well, beginner golf lessons, yep, available, spa, luxurious one on site, large groups, suites and villas work, evening entertainment, live music, theme nights, cultural shows, got it. Pretty comprehensive list, covers most of the key questions people would have, makes planning easier.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. To bring it all together, the Wild Coast Sun Country Club really does seem to offer this rich blend, doesn't it? Natural beauty, luxury amenities, and just a huge range of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
From that championship golf and the spa to water sports and family stuff, it covers a lot of bases.
And it has that history, that evolution we talked about. It wasn't just built as is.
Right. From its 70s golf focus to this broader leisure destination now, plus that commitment they mentioned to luxury and sustainability, it really does sound like it caters to a wide, wide range of people.
Yeah, what stands out to me is that evolution. It hasn't stood still. It respects its past, but keeps adding, keeps refining to offer something modern and high quality. That's quite dynamic.
Great point. A living, evolving place. So for you listening, maybe think about this. What part of the Wild Coast Sun Country Club really jumps out at you? Is it the ocean, the water sports, the challenge of the golf course, or maybe just the idea of switching off at the spa? Or perhaps exploring the wider Wild Coast region. What kind of deep dive would you want to take there, based on what we've discussed?
It certainly paints a picture of a place with a lot to explore, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The whole region sounds fascinating, and the country club seems like a pretty amazing base camp for it all.
Absolutely. So whether you're plotting your next trip or just satisfying some curiosity, we hope this deep dive gave you some good insights. Maybe check out the Wild Coast Sun Country Club further, based on what taught your interest today.
Thanks so much for joining us.